This is BBC Radio 4. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency, 0015, on Monday the 28th of July. There are warnings of gales in Fitzroy. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Spain, 1010, expected southern Spain, 1009, by 1800 Monday. Low Fitzroy, 1020, loses its identity by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Cirra, south at Cirra, 40s. Westerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in eastern south at Cirra. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne. Westerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in southern 4th and Tyne, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Westerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 in northeast Fisher. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames, Dover. Northerly or northwesterly, backing southwesterly later in Dover and Thames, 3 to 5, occasionally variable 2 later in West Humber. Showers until later, good, occasionally moderate. White, Portland, Plymouth. West or northwest 3 to 5, showers at first, good. Biscay, north or northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 2 at first and 5 later, showers moderate or good. Trafalgar, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or perhaps gale 8 later in north, showers moderate or good. South Fitzroy, northwesterly, veering northerly or northeasterly 5 or 6, increasing 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 later in south, showers moderate or good. North Fitzroy, Sole, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in North Fitzroy, occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, west or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in Irish Sea, showers at first, rain or drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. West or northwest, becoming cyclonic at times, 3 to 5, showers, then rain or drizzle. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Fair Isle, Faroes. Cyclonic, mainly northwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in Faroes. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Iceland, northerly 4 or 5 at first in east, otherwise variable 2 or 3, becoming mainly southerly 3 to 5 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northwest by west 3, 16 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Stornoway, west-southwest 3, 14 miles, 1,015, rising slowly. Lerwick, west 4, 14 miles, 1,011, rising slowly. Wick, west by south 2, 14 miles, 1,013, rising slowly. Aberdeen, west-southwest 1, mist, 16 miles, 1,014, rising slowly. Lucas, west 3, more than 38 miles, 1,015, rising slowly. Boomer, west 4, more than 38 miles, 1,015, rising slowly. Bridlington, west by north 3, 1,016, rising slowly. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by west 4, 5 miles, 1,018. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest 2, 1,019, rising slowly. Jersey, northwest 3, 12 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by west 3, 11 miles, 1,020. Scilly Automatic, northwest 3, 12 miles, 1,023, rising slowly. Milford Haven, northwest 1, 16 miles, 1,021, rising slowly. Aberporth, west-southwest 3, 22 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Valley, west 2, 7 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west by north 5, 9 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Valentia, west 3, 9 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest 2, 16 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Malinhead, west by south 4, 11 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, west by south 2, 6 miles, 1018, rising more slowly. Now to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. The United Kingdom will remain in a mainly westerly to northwesterly airflow during Monday, with showers affecting many areas, before an Atlantic frontal system pushes rain and drizzle across most areas through Tuesday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 2 later. Showers until later. Good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in south, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, except in far south. Showers until later. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less for a time later. Showers until later. Good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers until later. Good. Gibraltar Point to Norfolland. Northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers until later. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Northforeland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, backing southwesterly 4 or 5 for a time. Showers until later. Good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or northwest 3 or 4, backing southwest 4 or 5 for a time. Showers until later. Moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 2, decreasing 2 at times. Showers, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or northwest 2 to 4, increasing 5 at times in Bristol Channel. Showers becoming fair later. Good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Westerly or northwesterly, backing westerly or southwesterly later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 for time in south. Showers becoming fair for time, rain later in north. Good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Westerly or northwesterly, backing southwesterly later, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in north. Showers becoming fair for time, then rain later. Good. Isle of Man, west veering northwest later, 3 or 4, fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Westerly or northwesterly, 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers becoming fair for a time, rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers becoming fair for a time, rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West or northwest 3 or 4, backing southeast 2 to 4 later. Showers, fair for a time, rain later. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Ardnamurchan Point, Cape Wrath. Westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first and 2 later, backing southeasterly 3 or 4 later in south and far west. Showers becoming fair for a time, rain later. Good. Shetland Isles. West veering northwest 2 to 4, showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
More people have been in outer space than have been on the summit of K2.
Ascending the second tallest mountain on Earth.
How do you feel?
Tired.
Yeah.
Really tired.
The survivors of a 2008 climbing tragedy discuss what went wrong.
The most important thing can't be to summit. The most important thing has to be to come back home alive.
From BBC Radio 4, Extreme, Peak Danger, with Natalia Melman-Petrozella.
Nobody personifies life on the edge like high-altitude climbers.
Why am I here? Is it worth the risk?
Listen now on BBC Sounds.
Now on BBC Radio 4, we're about to hang up our headphones for a few hours and hand over to our colleagues at the BBC World Service, who are standing by with the newsroom. And over on our sister station in a moment, it's Desert Island Discs Revisited, and we go back to 2006 to hear the Olympic gold medal winner Dame Kelly Holmes, Cast Away by Sue Lawley. But now I shall cast away from you for a few hours. Our new day will begin at 5 o'clock in the morning. This is Chris Aldridge. Thank you for your company. Do have a peaceful night. And well done, Lionesses. You brought it home from Basel. Good night.
BBC World Service, it's midnight GMT. This is Oliver Conway with the newsroom. The US and EU reach an agreement to avoid a trade war.
I think it's great that we made a deal today instead of playing games. I'm going to let you say, but I think it's the biggest deal ever made. Thank you very much.
We have a deal. We have a trade deal between the two largest economies in the world.
But Europe will face a 15% tariff, so has President Trump won? Also on the newsroom, the UN says more than 100 lorry loads of aid have got into Gaza, but far more is needed.
What will be still a challenge for us is actually to manage to go beyond the wave of people that are rushing on any convoy coming because they're so desperate.
And later.
Citrium, terbium, actinium, rubidium, and boron, gadolinium, niobium, iridium, and strontium, and silicon, and silver, and samarium, and bismuth, bromine, lithium, beryllium.
American musical satirist Tom Lehrer has died at the age of 97. First, our top stories.
BBC World News, I'm Tom Dewsbury. Hello. A landmark US-EU trade deal has been struck after high-stakes negotiations in Scotland between President Trump and the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Brussels says the deal offers stability, but analysts say it exposes the EU's limited leverage. Ursula von der Leyen said she'd been pleased to get tariffs down to 15%.
15% is not to be underestimated, but it is the best we could get. It's overall across the board. Important was for us, it includes not only the cars, so go down with the tariffs for cars to 15%, but also all goods and semiconductor and pharma.
European leaders have been cautiously welcoming the trade deal between the US and the EU. The German Chancellor Friedrich Merz said it managed to preserve the bloc's fundamental interests, though he added he'd continue to call for tariff reductions. Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni said she'd need to see more of the details before passing proper judgment. The United Nations aid chief says initial reports indicate that more than 100 truckloads of supplies were collected in Gaza on Sunday after Israel eased some restrictions on aid. But Tom Fletcher said vast amounts of aid were still needed. Hugo Beshegas in Jerusalem.
Aid agencies have been saying there needs to be the unrestricted entry and delivery of aid by land to alleviate the crisis there. Today was the first day after those measures were announced by the Israeli military. These pauses in fighting in three densely populated areas of Gaza to allow the delivery of aid, and also the creation of these humanitarian corridors for UN convoys to deliver food and medical supplies. The World Food Programme says it has enough aid in or head into Gaza to feed the entire population for 90 days.
Israel's decision to open the corridors and pause attacks in some areas followed intense international pressure.